once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Hard to follow that. Stan is here, though. I got to do a shout out to Stan because I got Stan. I don't know why. Stan Caterbeck. Close enough. Stan Caterbeck. Yes. Stand up, Stan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I guess it was your wife who tweeted me.
No, actually, it's probably my daughter.
Your daughter, yeah. And tweeted me and said I had to give you a shout out.
Okay.
I don't know why. She didn't say. Why am I?
I assume because she wanted me to talk to you.
Yeah. Are you like a talk show freak? Can we say that?
Oh, yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Do you call in the talk shows?
No, I don't.
You've never called in?
Never tweet either.
You just listen to them?
No, actually, I don't even do that.
You don't even listen to them? No. So was your daughter thinking of someone else? Or?
No, I think she was thinking of you.
Just this show. Did she have to listen to it when she was...
I tortured her every Saturday. Yeah. You know.
What was the circumstance? Well, on the way to soccer or something like that?
Oh, no. No, just over breakfast, you know, cold soup or whatever, cold cereal.
Soup for breakfast.
I tortured her, I told you.
And you made her listen to the show. She had to listen to it. Right. Of course, headphones.
No, we didn't have headphones.
No, was she on headphones?
Yeah, usually, yeah.
So she got through it. Okay, that's good. Now, are you're not on a talk show or a public radio show tour?
No, just this show.
This is it.
This is it.
Something. It's on your bucket list or something?
It's on my bucket list,
On your bucket list. Stan. Stan the man. Wait a minute, Stan. Keep standing. We have something for you. Well, you deserve something for that.
Well, we should absolutely send you home with a long-tailed T-shirt that also displays the popular What Do You Know logo from Duluth Trading Company.
That's fantastic. It's a plumber's T-shirt.
Right. It is, yes. It's mm-hmm.
Don't we want to give more, though? We got to give
them. Sure.
Give them the box. How about the game thing. Give them the game.
Oh, the game.
Yeah,
you can...
They'll get the big kielbasa?
I don't know if you do or not. I have heard nothing about that.
There's What Do You Know the Party game, and there are contestants, there's a lively audience, and there's even a Michael Feldman bobblehead.
So you don't really need
me
anymore.
That's what I really wanted, the bobblehead.
Move past this.
Yeah. Thanks.
Do your own show then. Thank you, Stan. Big shout out to Stan. Came here. He came here to be here. That's very rare, in my opinion. Now we got Jesse is in Madison, dumpster diver, curb surfer, who fixes broken things. I'm betting Jesse is an interesting individual. Yeah? Is that you? Is this all true? Is this all true? It's all true? Okay. Stylistically, how does one...
My children have been to you, so we've been here.
Stand up. No, don't stand up here. You don't have to hold this.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm very good.
Let's explain some of this. Now, dumpster diver, curb surfer.
Well, I'm a retired teacher, so what do you do? What do you know?
you look for things that you can refurbish and repair.
They're just there on the curb, and it's broken, and it's nice, and so I take it, and I fix it, and I put it on the curb, and people take it.
You find stuff on the curb, you fix them, and you put them back on the curb.
Sometimes I do, yeah. Sometimes I make it into something else.
Very interesting person. I thought you might be.
Yeah.
What have you made into something else?
Well, I've made a chair into like a seat with a bookshelf underneath. Yeah. You know, right now I have
it found on the street, the bookshelf.
I found a dresser. It had really beautiful slides on the side. Yeah. So I took the slides off and I'm going to use those for something else. And I'm going to make a cabinet because the wood on the side is really good wood. It's good wood. Yeah. Nice and sturdy. It doesn't need to be a dresser. It can be a shelf for my grandson, my new grandson.
He's on the shelf?
I wish sometimes. Yeah. But, yeah, he just learned how to walk, and now he's going to want to have a place for his toys, you know, when he comes over. So I'll have shelves for his toys now out of this dresser.
Do you do electronics as well?
Do I?
Electronics.
Not in public.
I mean, if you find something that's electronic, TVs and... computers and such.
No, those you have to recycle them. And no, because there's stuff in there that it's not, no. But I have things at my house. I just found a little TV that has a VCR, and I got a bunch of VCRs for my grandson. So he can put in Elmo. And it's a TV with the little VCR. It's about this big. It's on the curb. It's like,
so there's life after teaching, is what you're saying.
is Oliver Madison, where you take your stuff and you put it under the tree, and people actually cover it up sometimes when it rains. And so if you want something, you can go to the giving tree and
so that
oh, there's
recycled.
A chair, I need one, you know, or oh, there's a TV, nobody wants that. They're all over in some neighborhoods.
Thank you, dear. Very nice to hear about your efforts out there.
Restore's great. Restore. Go restore.
Restore. All right. Jesse. Shauna Fugelstad is also here. There you are. Hi, Shauna.
Hi.
Why did I pick your card? How are you? Nice to meet you.
I don't know.
Let me see if I actually read it. On average, how many tweets do you... Oh, tweet, the Twitter thing.
Twitter tweety thing, yeah.
You know, I'm trying to cut back.
You're addicted to Twittering?
I sort of am because it's too easy to tweet, you know. You know Anthony Jeselnik, you know the comedian?
No.
Jeselnik or Jeselnik or... Anyhow, he does this thing where he has comedians on, and he has a section of the show called Defend Your Tweet. And he puts the tweet that they made on there, and they have to defend what they said. And I sort of feel that way myself. A lot of the stuff is I can't defend. You know, you just sort of do things. You think, well, here's an interesting thought I just had. And you put it down there immediately, and, you know, you don't even look at it. So it's getting out of hand.
It's a stray thought, and it's out there, yeah. And you can't take it back.
You can't have stray thoughts anymore. You know, now you got to actually document your stray thoughts, and that's kind of a sickness.
I'd say so. I stay away from tweeting myself, but but I see that you even accept tweets when you're on the air, looks like.
Yes. Oh, I do, yeah. I got to do something with it, you know, justify it. But it's, I actually uninstalled all my Twitter accounts. I kept the Twitter account, but I installed all the little, you know, the little birdie that you can click on and make a tweet. But then I put them all back on again.
Well, I enjoy your tweets when I read them.
You don't do it yourself.
I don't do it myself, no. But if I ever do get a Twitter account, you'll be the first one I tweet.
Follow me. Follow me.
I'll follow you on Twitter.
At my Feldman. Don't go there, though. At my Feldman. Thank you, dear.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Donna from Waukesha. We have a tour guide, a Paris tour guide here. That's a little unusual for us. And how are you? Gail, is it? Yes.
Oui, bonjour.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Who's guiding people now? Is there no one in Paris because it's summer and everyone's hot? It's hot and they've all left.
Well, I only take like 6 people at a time.
Oh.
And I.
Oh, you don't stand on the streets there and just guide anybody.
No. But when I bring the people to Paris, then I give them a tour of like a tasting tour. Pastries, chocolate, wine, and then we go to Montmartre, and we go to, and we only take small groups because we don't want to be walking around with this giant flag with 1,000 people behind us.
Yeah. How did you learn all the ins and outs of Paris?
Well, I taught French for 35 years. It seems like there's a lot of teachers in the audience.
Yeah.
And I
not dumpster diving. That's amazing in Paris.
And then after 35 years, I thought, well, what am I going to do with my French? And people kept asking me to take them to Paris. So I said, okay. So my friend and I started this Americans in Paris tour company.
Yeah. Are you lost a lot? Because, I mean, you didn't grow up there, and there's a lot of nooks and crannies.
No, because I go there twice a year for the last 30 years. So
do you know actual Parisian people?
Yes, I do. I have friends in Paris and Strasbourg and Provence.
Do you find any that actually like Americans? So that
that is the one thing, that every time I bring a group, after the first couple of days, they say, where are the rude French?
Yeah.
I said, they all died. I mean, that was like in the 70s. People think in France that they don't shave, that they don't take showers.
Yeah.
And when my friend...
That's true.
when my
I saw statistics on the bathing thing. That's still true.
When my French friends come and stay with me, I will have friends say, oh, so do you take a shower every day? And they're like, why do people keep asking us if we shower? Why do people, I'm going to show you my armpits. I don't have hair there. And they say, yeah, but my, you know, people in the 70s didn't used to. But that was 40 years ago.
Yeah, true.
Anyway.
But they don't change. They'll never change. No, that sounds great. Wonderful thing. So, and then when do you go back with your next group?
Our next tour is in October. We go in June and in October.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gail.
Thank
nice to meet you.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz, because that's what we do here. We play rounds of quizzes. That's sort of, I can't slip through there again. I don't know how I got through that small opening before. And who has our, yes, before we can actually play the quiz, We have, who do I give that to? Yes, you have to come down all this way here. Step on all their feet if you must. They don't mind. Stan's okay with that.
Yep.
Stan and his group. Say hello to Stan here before you come through. It's the Stan show. Today's the Stan show. And you are?
Joel.
Joel?
Joel.
How are you?
Fine.
You from around here, Joel?
No, Arkansas.
Arkansas. What? Where in Arkansas?
Fayetteville.
Fayetteville, one of my favorite towns ever. What a beautiful town, Fayetteville.
Oh, okay. The four disclaimers. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, anxiety can rid you of exercise. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who've won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. And number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
That was good. Are you an announcer by profession?
No, I teach a professor. Professor by training.
Very good. Really well done. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the quiz. It's a chance for you to win fabulous prizes just for this young man here, the future of America. Not just the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, ladies and gentlemen. An educated young gentleman. And you are Aaron, right?
Alec.
Alec. Alec Rogers?
Sure.
Alec, and where are you from?
Minneapolis.
From Minneapolis, and you're still a Packer fan?
Born and raised.
Yeah, how'd that happen exactly while living in Minneapolis?
This man right here, my father, he was born here.
Is there a gene for a Packer fan? Did he pass on the Packer gene to you?
The handsome gene.
Alec, huh?
Yep.
Give me one good reason you should play this quiz, Alec.
I have more hair than you.
Okay. I said a good reason. Come on. I have more hair than you. Okay. Well, let's meet again in 40 years, see if that's it. Probably still will, I guess, at that point. Anyhow, let me see. I have headphones and stuff. You can have those if you want them, but you don't really need them. They're not really cool headphones or anything. They're not like noise canceling. Huh? I mean, you know, don't take them with you or anything because you're not going to want those, I don't think. So what are you doing these days? In school?
Yep.
Yeah, where are you? Where are you?
Edina High School. It's a suburb of Minneapolis.
You're still in high school?
About to start my senior year.
All right, yeah. What sports are you out for, Allie?
Sports.
Sports? Out for any sports? Or you just get the jerseys?
No, football and rugby.
Football and rugby. Which one's tougher?
Tougher?
Yeah, I mean, where do you suffer more, rugby or football?
Probably football.
Really? I heard rugby was like the toughest sport in the world.
More fun.
Yeah, because can't you legally beat people up really bad in rugby? There's like, do they call penalties if you're smashing somebody in a pile? They get big piles, right?
Not if the ref doesn't see it.
Yeah. So there are penalties then for roughing or whatever.
Yeah.
Roughhousing. What are the penalties called in rugby? I mean, what shouldn't you do in rugby?
Punch the ref.
Punch the ref is a good idea always in any sport. But I mean, it's, you know.
You have to stay onside.
Stay onside.
Tackle using form, you have to wrap up.
You have to wrap up in a tackle. I mean, you got to put your arms around the guy and bring him down.
And you have to tackle him low. You can't, like, grab him by the head.
You can't wrap him up around the neck, for example.
Yeah.
Okay. If you do that, let's say it happens. If he slips on you, if the guy is slippery and you end up around his neck, then that's a penalty?
Yeah.
And then how do they work the penalties in?
Well, if it's serious enough, you can get kicked out of the game.
Okay.
But
minor neck wrapping?
Well, maybe not minor.
No.
And then
yeah.
They have a restart, and you have to be 10 yards back or 10 meters.
10 meters. Oh, it's in meters and stuff.
That's metric.
I get that. You got the hair. You think you got the brains, too, don't you? That's cool. I have no idea how rugby works. My dad used to play it when he grew up in Canada, Vancouver, and they played rugby and stuff and baseball, but a lot of rugby and stuff, but I don't quite get it. In football, what do you play?
Fullback.
You're fullback? Like, are you an actual running fullback, or are you blocking mostly?
More blocking.
Yeah. You know, fullbacks used to run. Remember, you don't remember those days. That was before your time. We used to have actual running fullback. I think we should go back to that, don't you? Because then you have two guys running.
And then I'd get the ball.
Then you'd get the ball, and you'd get this little, you know, acknowledgement. Because who, you know, who cheers for blockers? The parents.
Yeah, the parents. Are like, whoa, did you see that block?
That kid, man. Well, that's great. And then, and what are you thinking about after high school? You got to think about college and stuff. Any plans?
If I get in, I'd like to go here, UW-Madison.
UW, yeah. What is it about it that you heard that appeals to you? Yeah, that's true. That much is true. Okay, say no more. That's cool. Any, like, a major in mind or any field that you're thinking of going into?
Maybe social sciences.
Social sciences. Cool.
Or communication, so I can be just like you.
Yes, you could be just like you. Lose all your hair, and you'll be just... No, that'd be great. Can you, like, radio or TV sort of thing? Or?
We'll see.
Okay. See what's still going on at that point. Now, Alex, someone out there plays along with you. You cooperate with them. You know, someone on the phone will call in.
All right.
Okay, so it's a general knowledge quiz, as I'm sure you know. And... Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Michael.
Or you're all wrapped up in your little...
I am,
I know. That's the biggest scarf yet.
No, it's always cold in here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's almost a serape, that scarf.
It is. Yeah. It's a moo-moo of a scarf.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, how does someone play along with Alec?
People who want to play along, pick up their phones and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
I do?
Yes, you
okay,
do.
Okay, here it is. If an old English speaker... reminds you of Yeartide. What is he or she reminding you of? Now, you're speaking to someone who's... There are still a few old English speakers around, I'm sure. And they use the word Yeartide. What are they trying to remind you of in their old English way? If you know, give us a call here. Let's go to the phones right now. Kearney's on the line from Louisiana. Are you there?
Remind you of Yeartide.
Yes. Oh, I can hear myself in retrospect. Hi. Kearney?
Yeah, this is Kearney.
How are you?
Hey, pretty good. I hear you got a Packer fan up there, eh?
Yeah.
Yep.
We got.
Hey, go Pack!
Yes. Yeah. You too?
Yeah, since 1958.
Since 58, the golden years.
I got married about a month and a half ago. I'm 55 years old and still a Packer fan.
And the marriage didn't affect that at all, you're saying?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
We still eat a lot of cheese, and okay. And we're trying to get Brett Favre up in there.
Yeah.
And,
is this
up,
Fred? Is this Fred?
Hey, I hear you know a friend of mine.
This is Fred. Fred, I told you not to call. Fred.
I just thought I'd try to get on because I heard you had a Packer fan up
all
there.
All right, Fred, I'll give you one chance here. What does Yeartide mean to an old English speaker?
What's that?
Yeartide.
Yeartide?
Yeah.
Of an English speaker?
Right. Okay. he'll be back. Don't worry, that's Fred. He always poses different people.
He loves it.
Yeah, yeah. Paul's online from Woodstock, Illinois. Hey, Paul.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Are you driving somewhere? Sounds like you might be out somewhere.
I am driving home from a Toastmasters meeting.
Toastmasters? That's great. Are you a Toastmaster yourself?
I am. I'm a member. I have been for quite a while.
Yeah.
With public speaking.
Public speaking. Then do you each get to Toastmaster a meeting? Is that how it works? Or how does that work?
The Toastmaster of the day is the person who actually runs the meeting, like the MC of the meeting.
Yeah.
But all of us who are members are... considered Toastmasters, and we get to work on our prepared speech, evaluation, and off-the-cuff speaking skills.
Cool. Can you throw a few jokes in there instead of you get a whole shtick?
Occasionally I'll throw a joke in.
Yeah, start with a joke. Take one of mine. They're not used. Paul. Is it Paul?
Yes,
Paul. Yeartide. If you're speaking with an old English Toastmaster and he reminds you of Yeartide, what does that word mean to you?
I'm guessing and this is just a guess, that it might be something dealing with New Year's Eve?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not it.
Yule comes after Yuletide? No?
No, no, no. That's a good guess, but it's wrong. Sorry. Okay,
right.
Bye. Now we got Ray here in Gurdon, Arkansas. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, how are you?
Fine, doing good.
Yeah, we got fine, thank you. We got someone here from Fayetteville. Is that any close to where you are?
Well, not too awful far, I don't reckon. I'm driving a big truck, and I just pulled off the side of the road.
Oh, you
I
did?
I traveled a whole 48.
Oh, you do? What have you got back there, Ray?
Got some automobile parts.
Yeah. Did you ever look at the stuff, or it's not your concern, really, I suppose?
Oh, well, I always look for the next load.
Oh, yeah. For the next load. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ray, you're talking with an old English speaker. An old English word. He uses the word yeartide. Does that possibly mean anniversary?
Yes.
It does. That's right. He pulled off the road. Come on.
Yeah, I'm off the road. I'm on the side of the road.
Okay, because there's money out of your pocket while you're wasting time here, so I got to give you something. Throw you a bone, that's cool.
Yeah.
Where are you headed to, Ray?
Wind up in Laredo, Texas.
Yeah, really? Okay. Is that where you're supposed to be, or is that just where you're going to wind up?
Well, I got two stops between here and there.
You do? Are you on time? Am I holding up?
No, I've got plenty of time on the weekend. Most time on weekends, you got plenty of time.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, Ray, this is Alec. He's a young man and pretty smart. So he's your partner here.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, I'm pretty dumb, so we ought to get along. <all right. laughs>
Alec, Ray, did you say hello? Say hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello,
okay.
Alec.
There you go. Okay. Now, you guys work as a team and answer various questions. We have these categories that Sarah will tell us about.
Yep, the categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
All right, Ray, you pick the first one. What would you like?
People, places, I guess.
There are two different things, people and then there's places.
Oh, okay.
Which would you like? Places? People? People?
Yeah.
Okay, people. Percentage of American workers who sit all day at work. Is it 73%, 86%, or 99.9%? American workers who sit all day at work. The job, basically, they sit at it. Talk it over there, Alec. I know you probably never worked, huh?
Nah, damn
well. Well, see, I sit 99% of the time.
Yeah. Ray's got to sit, because if you stand in there, it gets a little awkward, I think.
What do you think, Alex? 86?
I'm thinking the middle one.
86? 86 is right. Yes. Whoa. Okay, you guys. This is a good combination. 86%. Americans sit 13 hours a day. So that's
a one right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left there, Sarah?
Current events, places, things you should have learned in school,
science. Should do the show standing up.
What category would you like, Alec? You're going to be good in communication, so. Very communicative.
Things I should have learned in school.
Okay, should have learned this. For example, how many backup teeth does a dinosaur have in a single socket? Up to 3, up to 6, or up to 9? Backup teeth in a dinosaur tooth socket.
So, like,
that was just a little bit before my time.
Just a bit, though, right? Up to 3, up to 6,
yeah,
up to 9?
I am 80 years old.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Yeah, August 7, 1933. I will be next month.
Stop it. You are?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a guy. That's great. Up to 3, up to 6, up to 9. Teeth.
What do you think, Alex? 9?
9 is right. Yeah. Can't wait for Alec all day. You know, he can't keep up with this
guy. I was just about to agree with you.
Can't keep up with Ray. Okay,
that's 2 right and 0 wrong.
Okay, what's left there?
Current events, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Back to you, Ray.
Oh, my goodness. Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. This could be anything. The youngest zip code in the United States of America, the youngest zip code, youngest average age in the zip code, is it 56593 in Wolf Lake, Minnesota, 60539 in Moose Heart, Illinois, or 86021 in Colorado City, Arizona?
Wow.
That's a pretty easy one. That's a stupid one. I'll give you something else. Yeah, here. Here's a different one. Is your spider bite, people think they have spider bites all the time, I want to know, is your spider bite actually a spider bite? or not?
No.
Why do you say that, Alec?
You don't see too many spiders around?
Spiders' mouth is not big enough to bite you.
That's a daddy long way.
Yeah.
Spiders don't have a big enough mouth to bite you.
Okay. You go along with that, Alec?
Works for me.
Works for him? Yes. They don't bite people. That's something else. You ought to check it out. Holy cow, they won the quiz. He's 80 years old, driving a truck. He's got to go to Laredo. This is great. Ray, congratulations. Alec, nice job. What have they won?
Alec, you and a friend can cast off on a river adventure with a group paddle from Three Rivers Outdoors, in downtown La Crosse, Wisconsin's premier store for the outdoor enthusiast. Ray, start your day like our audience does with Steep & Brew's breakfast blend and stay in the moment with rich and smooth Costa Rican Terasu from Madison's Steep & Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And each of you can enjoy rock and roll with some pop sensibilities and punk energy on the CD Wild Was Our Mercy by Flatfoot on the Rex Road label, and read up on the music of the Spheres in What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
Alec, good man.
Thank you very much.
Nice talking with you. Good luck in that career, whatever it is. Ray, thanks for playing. Did a great job.
Hey, Bayfield What Do You Know fans, we'll be under the big top on Saturday, August 3rd, so get your questions ready for Michael and get your tickets right now by calling 715-373-5552 or follow the links on notmuch.com. You can click over to notmuch.com to keep the What Do You Know fun going throughout the week. Join our Facebook family, enjoy Michael's notorious tweets, and play our online quiz. It's all available all the time at notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is, of course, as always, our producer international.
Oh, yeah.
This is PRI, Public Radio International.
That's right. Favre was for. You're not Aaron Rodgers. You're Brett Favre.